Jim Caldwell speaking.
Hey, Jim. Hey, Coach.
Oh, Coach.
Good afternoon.
What's it been like watching Tom Brady and the offense operate on the coach's film over the last six games or so?
You know, obviously he's been doing some great things, you know, that like he always does. Surgical sort of a procedure where he's, you know, throwing the ball accurately, getting it to all of his playmakers and putting points on the board.
And I guess along the same vein, what's it been like watching Rob Gronkowski in the last 6 weeks or so?
Yeah, obviously a great talent. I mean, just an incredible run, particularly when you look at the one that he had against Indianapolis. You know, he can catch the ball, and not only is he a fine pass catcher, but he can also run with it after he gets it. So, yeah, very, very unusual gift that he has.
Is this you guys have proven a lot this year with the number one defense, but is facing the Patriots a challenge that your defense is looking forward to?
Well, you know, it's a challenge. I mean, it's just like, you know, every week you're going to run into teams that have, you know, great talent on both sides of the ball, like the Patriots do, and they're going to, you know, put you to the test. That's the great thing about the National Football League.
Coach, how would you assess your offense, your play of your offense to this point in the season?
You know, we've been inconsistent, been up and down, and we keep trying to improve it.
With a lot of travel, you guys went to Phoenix last week and now New England this week. Is there anything different with the schedule that you did to help guys adjust their bodies and things like that?
No.
Coach, can you talk to James Ahedebo, is a guy that we're familiar with here in New England, and to speak to his contributions to the team, and also, if I'm pronouncing it right, Glover Quinn, your other safety?
Glover.
Can you speak to what he's done? And I think he's pretty good in man-to-man coverage, if I remember.
You know, let's talk about Dig first. You know, obviously, I had an opportunity to work with him when we were in Baltimore, and you know, obviously, a very fine leader, and does a tremendous job in terms of helping get things set back there. The veteran leadership he provides, you know, is invaluable, and he's also been playing well for us. He's been able to turn the ball over and create some opportunities for us. So he's done a tremendous job, and Glover Quinn on the other side, to have two real veteran safeties like those two guys, man, is really you know, been helpful to us throughout the year thus far. Glover is a guy that he's multi-talented, very, you know, fine tackler, and you know, he helps get our defense set in the right spot, and does a great job in terms of quarterbacking that unit back there. Both guys do.
Coach, what just assessing the Patriots' defense right now? I mean, you know, your defense gets a lot of headlines, but they've been playing pretty well lately themselves.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously each and every year, I mean, they always perform extremely well, keep people out of the end zone, give you all kinds of problems schematically and physically. War Focus is still a force, and Hightower is a force. You know, obviously they have two great corners out there playing for them now. The safeties, Ryan and you know, Chung, those guys get around and make plays, and easily up front. You know, just so many great players that are playing for them you know, they do a great job each and every year.
Are you guys expecting or preparing for specific matchups this week, like Darrell Revis on Calvin Johnson, or do you expect the Patriots to be multiple? How are you guys expecting the Patriots to come out?
That's certain. You know, and obviously you never can tell with them. They'll do it according to what they feel the best, and we have to be able to react accordingly.
What does Ndamukong Suh mean to the success of your defense?
You know, obviously he's, you know, a dominant force on the inside. He's been a guy that's made a lot of plays for us. He's a strong leader in terms of that unit, and he's been doing a nice job thus far.
From the outside, I guess he's someone who has developed a little bit of a reputation for being a little dirty and maybe playing the villain a little bit. Do you see that from someone on the inside as a true characterization, and do you think he enjoys that?
No, I don't see that as a true characterization. And if you look at him and watch him on film, he plays the game the way it should be played.
Your offense, you talked about it being inconsistent. Obviously, the injury to Calvin Johnson, did that have something to do with that, Jim?
No, Now, you know, we don't make any excuses. We just haven't been able to consistently do it. We started some games, started against Miami extremely well, kind of had a lull in the middle, came back in the fourth quarter and played well. You know, there, we played an entire half extremely well against Atlanta in the second half of the game. So there's been some times we've been up and down a little bit, but haven't been able to put a complete game together.
Coach, is that encouraging to the fact that you're 7-3 and in first place nonetheless?
You know, every week's a new challenge. You're faced with different issues and problems. These guys test every single phase of your operation, offense, defense, and in the kicking game. And what we're concerned more about than anything else is just getting better every week. That's the real key.
Is it at least rewarding to be in a position? You mentioned you haven't put a complete game together. It must be rewarding to at least be competitive at this stage of the season, knowing that perhaps your best football is ahead of you.
Yeah, you know, we don't get tied up in what's been done previously in the early part of the year and all that kind of stuff. We really try to throw that away and try to look at each game as its own set of, challenges and take it on, you know, that way. And we don't try to reflect much back on accomplishments and things of that nature because at this point in time, they don't mean anything. You know, we'll see how well we play and then we'll kind of count them up at the end of the year.
How much have you worked with Matthew Stafford on his fundamentals this year, and where do you think he is in terms of improving those?
Well, you know, the guys that work with him, Jim Bob Cooter and obviously Joe Lombardi, those guys do a great job with him. And he's a guy that has determination, great passion. He listens, and he's working to getting better and better each and every week.
Coach, you have a local player in your practice squad. He's from Worcester, Emil Iguanagu, the fullback. And I was just wondering if you could talk about why you brought him in and what you've seen from him since he's been with you.
Yeah, really, you know, a guy that we had a chance to evaluate, you know, tough player that smart, and we really do think that he's going to develop and keep making good progress. You know, he's working at it, giving us great looks on our look team at this point in time, but he really does have great potential.
We haven't asked you about Calvin Johnson, and he obviously missed some time, but just can you kind of put in context what you've seen from him this year and just, you know?
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody in the league that doesn't know and understand the kind of talent that he has. He's an incredible individual in terms of speed, size, desire, you know, all of those things. And he's even a better person, just a quality individual, extremely humble. And you have to more often than not kind of protect him from himself because he will work day and light and night. And we appreciate that about him.
Tom Brady spoke to your ability to generate pressure with the front four without blitzing a lot if need be. And do you feel that's been the case thus far? And what does that mean to your defense when you're able to use four guys up there to create a mismatch?
You know, like we say, you know, every game's different. There's been some games we've been able to, you know, last game we didn't get any sacks at all. So, I mean, every game's a little bit different. There's some games we, you know, moved it, were able to put pressure on it pretty well. Tom Brady gives you a totally different sort of an issue because he gets the ball out so fast. He makes quick decisions, has a real good feel for their offensive scheme. He can anticipate extremely well, so he's tough to get to.
Hey, Coach, last question. Jonas Gray had a breakout game on Sunday. What were your impressions of him last year when you worked with him in Baltimore?
Yeah, you know, obviously a very capable guy, and great to see that you know, things have turned out, worked well for him because he was a hard worker. He was a guy that really determined, and you can see he had a real desire to play. And